Hello again. So happy you're here to join us for today's inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us is Christian Science practitioner Susan Tisch. She's from Northville, Michigan.
Recent headlines have brought up a familiar and important debate. In times of trouble, does prayer really help? Does it solve anything? For those who do pray, is it sincere? Or just an empty platitude? Decrying all that is wrong in the world does nothing but create more grief. But to be one of those who are lending comfort and taking a mental stand for the palpable power of God among us is praying. And that is doing much. Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science, wrote in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, "Prayer, watching, and working are God's gracious means for accomplishing whatever has been successfully done for the Christianization and health of mankind." In 2008, Detroit, the city where I live, nearly collapsed as it went through one of the largest municipal bankruptcies in U.S. history. Like many others, a group of church friends and I took up the responsibility to pray for the city. Our prayers were both steadfast and active, demanding to see the work of God, of infinite mind, leading a pathway forward to bless Detroit and its residents. We were inspired to hold a day of prayer in the heart of the city and invite local dignitaries. A Detroit children's choir sang to a full house, followed by a soaring and inspiring talk by a member of the Christian Science Board of Lectureship, affirming that with God, all things are possible. In the coming months, Creative Solutions would bring about a remarkably speedy exit from bankruptcy and lead our city to the incredible progress it is experiencing today. Christ Jesus taught us that we are wholly spiritual and that deep and conscientious prayers for our neighbors give fuel to our faith. And in fact, they can move mountains. He proved this again and again and left a sterling example for the world. When confronted with troubles and chaos near and far, our active prayers are powerful and so needed.
For more inspiring ideas from the First Church of Christ scientist, be sure to check out our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.